Chapter 6 Traitor. We walk toward the meeting hall, stopping just short of the entry. Finley, don't go in. I tried to warn him again, but he didn't listen.
She can't be the traitor, he said. I would have known.
He pushed the doors open. We saw Sylvanas sitting in the centre of the room on his ridiculous throne, but Adele wasn't anywhere in sight. Soon, Demon began to fill the room, including Anastasia, who walked by me silently. The harsh stares of my brethren made me feel uncomfortable and unwanted in their presence. When Ethel entered the room, the environment changed. She had their respect. It was different from Sylvanas, who demanded their respect. He looked up in our direction while he flicked small pieces of dirt from underneath his fingernails. Only when the collected crowd quieted down did he speak. He started his dialogue with a humble question. We are strong together, are we not? The crowd mumbled in agreement. I've heard terrible things these past few days, he said. Things that make me question if some of you are worthy of remaining under my roof. Finley folded his arms across his chest and planted his feet firmly on the ground, as if he waited for Sylvanas to rat him and the others out. Sylvanas continued. There is not only one traitor among us, but several. The demon around us remained quiet. I have no patience for traitors, human and demon included. I also have no tolerance for those who do this blatantly in front of my face or secretively behind my back. Ethel stood next him. Dressed in black slacks and a black jacket that only men would wear, she leaned against the throne and her hazel eyes moved around the room. We are strong as a community, but only as strong as our weakest member, Sylvanas continued. Back in the day, if a demon disobeyed the rules, he or she was dealt with severely. He looked at Ethel. How would you punish a human traitor? Ethel blinked slowly. I would bring her among demon in the sanctuary to be devoured. Sylvanas settled back in his throne and crossed his legs. Bring the human in here. Two demon hurried and left the room, leaving the door opened. I grabbed Finley's hand and instead of shunning me away, he squeezed it and looked to me. I looked over my shoulder, smelling Adele's scent. Demon dragged her, gagged, into the room with a rope tied around her wrist. Her tear-filled eyes looked into mine, then to Finley, who snarled at her. More puncture wounds covered her neck and dark purple bruises scoured her flesh. She looked weak, defeated and scared. All the demon in the room started to heckle her. I couldn't pick up on her thoughts as if she blocked them from us, which made the woman all the more interesting to me. Sylvanas raised his hands for silence and the crowd hushed. She will be made an example to any minion who crosses a demon. The crowd erupted into cheering again. This traitor who works with the vampires to end our existence will die tonight. He pointed to Adele and the crowd's cheering turned into hissing, growling, and booing. A demon ripped the rope from Adele's wrist and joined in a newly formed circle surrounding her. Some demon lashed out at her, scratching at her legs and arms, drawing blood. Like a caged animal, Adele attempted to fight her way through the circle, but they pushed her back. The smell of her rich blood made my senses tingle and my eyes revert. Her hot breath mixed with sweat and fear wasn't something I could ignore. I wanted to move back in, to get a good look at her, and perhaps take a swipe at her, just to suck the blood from my fingertips.
Please let me go, Adele screamed.
Why should we let you go? Sylvanas asked. So that you can run back to your vampires and tell them everything.
Help me! Someone, please! Adele screamed again.
Her eyes scanned the crowd for a savior. And when she saw Finley, she held out her hands to him.
Please, I'm yours. I don't want to die.
From the corner of my eye, I watched Finley, who joined the circle and began to taunt her. His face filled with rage, and I understood the complications of his actions. He felt that not only did Adele use him, but she did so at the word of our enemies. His fangs dropped at the ready, and he moved into the circle and grabbed Adele by the throat.
Sylvanas, let me do it, he said. Let me kill her.
Why should I? Sylvanus smiled slowly. Do you no longer want her? He laughed gently. Did you think I didn't know what you two did behind my back? Finley slowly began to choke Adele. I didn't do anything wrong. I heard bravery in his voice, which also made me anxious and fearful that Sylvanus would kill him on the spot alongside her. You fed from my human without permission, Sylvanus answered. You disobeyed my rule. I was tricked. So you're weak. Sylvanus placed his finger over his mouth. Be quiet, Finley, before I change my mind and decide to kill you. Finley grinded his teeth and he obeyed. From the way he looked at Ethel, he hankered to speak out against what was going on. He held her tight with one arm and raised his other arm to grab everyone's attention. Surprisingly, Anastasia stepped up to defend Finley. He isn't weak, just misguided. Finley held Adele tightly with one arm and raised his other arm to grab everyone's attention. I'll show you weakness. He then forced Adele's arm up to his mouth. In full Romanga regalia, he chomped onto her wrist. He didn't drink from her. Instead, he began to tear at her flesh, ripping it from the bone. A blood-curdling scream escaped her mouth, and the smell of her blood became too much so that not even I could resist. Soon all demon in the room, including Anastasia, dove in, feasting on her. I watched as they ripped her body into pieces and sucked on her flesh like soup. Finley tore her head from her shoulders and with
blood, power, betrayal, the eternal hunger of the demon never fades. If you're drawn to dark, supernatural worlds, ruthless immortals, and stories laced with danger, intrigue, and the struggle for dominance, then step inside the world of the Demon Chronicles, where power, blood, and betrayal rule the night. Get early access to narrated chapters, exclusive lore, and much more only on Patreon. Join now at patreon.com/Isaiahn Morrison.
His own head held back, he let her blood drip into his mouth. I saw Branda, who managed to grab her arm and tear it from its socket, sucking the blood from her fingertips. Another demon disemboweled her. When it had finished, they all stood around, covered head to toe in her bloodied remains. Sylvanus, who didn't participate in the carnage, raised his hands, and the demons stood facing him as if he prepared to tell them a bedtime story. Instead, he turned to Ethel again. How would you punish a demon traitor? Ethel blinked slowly. I would tie that demon to a tree and leave them there until sunrise as a reminder that no demon is exempt from punishment. Sylvanus nodded. Yes, no demon is exempt. Without warning, he grasped her by the neck and I heard her gasp. After all these centuries, you, Ethel, have yet to learn that. His brisk movement made all of us cower in fear. With one hand, Sylvanus lifted Ethel off her feet. How dare you try to start a rebellion in my own sanctuary? Ethel grasped onto his hand, trying to remove it from her throat. Her eyes turned dark, and Sylvanus acted by showing his fangs that suddenly appeared from his gums. This is my home, he said. You live under my rules, and if I declare Maris to be protected, she remains protected. He released her and she stepped back, rubbing her throat. This isn't how it should be done. Her cold eyes turned to me. She is a threat to our existence. She shouldn't live. Your opinion doesn't concern me, he replied. Maybe it should. She glanced around the sanctuary. I'm not the only demon here who feels that way. Most of us see her as the enemy. Only you and the other ancients are unaware of that fact. Then any demon who believes she shall die will have to go through me, Sylvanus said. Silence closed in over the room and we waited and watched for anyone to make the first move, but no one did. Even Ethel seemed reluctant to be the first to test Sylvanus. No one will touch her, he said. Do you hear me? None of you will touch her, or I promise you that I will kill you slowly. None of you will even think of harming her. Finley's interjection surprised us all. He stepped forward and wiped Adele's blood from his mouth and lower face.
Do you think you can stand up to everyone here? Ethel asked him in a cold tone. There are many Demon older than you, boy. They would crush you before you have time to move.
I'm not afraid of them, nor am I afraid of you.
Close your mouth, Ethel, Sylvanas said in a raised voice. You always have had a soft spot for Demon, Ethel chuckled. Sylvanas pointed to the door. Leave my sanctuary and don't come back here. He raised his voice. Any demon who agrees with her should leave now as well. This is your only chance. At first no one moved, but soon I saw a Matuspa head toward the door followed by a Ramanga. More demon began to leave and I looked over my shoulder, seeing Anastasia also headed for the door. I found Brandy and Branda standing still, watching our sire leave with fearful eyes. Your demon have dwindled. Ethel walked across the room and toward the disfranchised crowd. How can you protect your sanctuary from vampires when half of your army is now gone? Ethel, you may be of age and some may consider you an ancient, but you and I both know that you are too rash and foolhardy to be one, Sylvanas said as he laughed. His reply was met with a quick retort from Ethel. Rash? You are joking, right? You're the only one here that's being rash when it comes to Maris. You don't have all night. Ignoring her reply, Sylvanas stood up from his chair. You and your delinquents only have a few hours to find shelter before sunrise. Abashed, Ethel's mouth dropped. Let her live for all I care. The crowd parted as she stormed out of the room. The group of demon followed her, but Anastasia and the twins remained. Finley, come with us, she held out her hand to him. He looked back at them. Regardless of how I felt about his confusion about if I should live or die, I just couldn't stand by quietly and allow him to walk out of my life. I grabbed onto his arm and I stood close to him. Even if he decided to leave me here, I wasn't strong enough to intervene. We've bonded, Anastasia, he said to her. I'm not leaving. You'll die if you stay here with her. Anastasia dropped her hand. I'll die out there without her. We should stick together, Brandy said. We should all leave. Yes, I agree that we should stick together, Finley said. And that means standing by our sibling. He placed his arm around me. This is about family and protecting one of our own. Anastasia's eyes turned dark. He's made his choice. She turned to the twins. Let us go. But Brandy and Branda didn't follow her. Anastasia stopped in her tracks and she eyed them briefly. Without saying a word, she walked out of the room. We should go with her. Brandy wrapped her arms around her waist. She is our sire. Then go if you want. Finley dropped his hand from me. I placed my head on his arm. Thank you. Please, don't. He walked toward the huge windows and pulled the blinds back. Quietly he watched as Ethel took her new band of demon and they rushed into the night. The sanctuary felt empty. The demon that remained still outnumbered those who left, but the mood had changed. Everything would be different. My worry mounted about our future and if Ethel would return to slaughter me. It isn't easy to break sire bonds, Sylvanas said to us. But what now? Branda spoke. I don't agree that she should be protected, she pointed at me. Neither do I. Finley looked over his shoulder. Yet here I am, vowing to protect her with my life.